هيك وصفونا شلحونا لواعي وربطونا واحنا هيك في بعض ربطونا
نسمعهم صاروا يطخوا صاروا هذا نقول خلص.
This is the story of three young brothers, Nafiz, Ali and Ala, and how they were used as human shields in direct contravention of the laws of war. On the 5th of January, the Israeli army forced them from their house at gunpoint. This Israeli army magazine, found in the ruins of a destroyed Gazan home, shows Nafiz, who is 16, along with three men, before he says he was stripped to his underpants and bare feet and used as a shield for the soldiers. It would be 8 days before he was allowed to return home. International law forbids the use of civilians as military shields. It is a war crime. These Israeli soldiers were filmed in 2007 in the West Bank. They are seen shielding behind the Palestinian civilian in the black t-shirt as they go on house-to-house searches. The Israeli military have also used children before. Here, in this photograph taken in the West Bank, a boy has been tied to the front of a military jeep. The youngest of the three brothers, Ala, is just 14. Their mother, Nisreen, watched her sons being taken away. The Israeli army was searching for Palestinian fighters. Bound and in only their underwear, the boys were sent into each house to check they were safe for the soldiers to enter.
وقعدنا في البيت بيجوا ربع ساعة بعدين طلعونا برا وصلبونا على الحيطان وبعد ما صلبونا على الحيطان صاروا يطخوا حوالينا.
The houses were searched one by one, then each was destroyed.
هذا قاعدونا برضه تحتيها قاعدونا قبل ما يبصفوها بقى فيها جيش برضه لما طلعونا من وراها من غير ودونا على البيت ترى
وما كنت عارفة عن ولادي أي حاجة يعني قعدت 4-5 أيام وأنا بنام منامش طولة الليل بتحضن في الولد الرابع حسيت خلاص أنا فقد الثلاثة ماليش إلا هو هذا الرابع طولة الليل وأنا بعبط فيه وبدف فيه حسيت أنا خلاص فقدت ولادي الثلاثة.
After using them to clear the houses, the soldiers then marched the boys to a makeshift Israeli camp. The young prisoners were then forced to kneel in front of a line of tanks to deter Palestinian fighters from attacking the camp.
كانت الدبابة تمشي إيش؟ كانت ورانا. إحنا فكرنا إن الدبابة تطلع فوقينا.
يركز على جنبه يقول له اعدل حالك. يخبطه ويقول له اعدل حالك. ما نعرفش ننام بالمرة. بعد يوم ونص حوطوا علينا سلك وبعد ما حوطوا علينا سلك يعني صارت تقع الشظايا تاعت القذائف علينا. وفي حجر بطون طار هيو طار علينا من غاد ووقع هيو عنا هان.
Ali and Ala were released into their neighborhood.
ولما رجعوا اولادي يعني ما صدقتش يحضنوا فيه وابوس فيهم رجعوا لي اثنين والثالث ما رجعش يعني انا لما اولادي اثنين دخلوا علي كمان حسيت انه الثالث يعني معدوم ايش اللي صار في الثالث يعني بساله وين اخوك قاعد الصبي يصيح ما جاوبنيش وين اخوه.
Nafiz and some of the other prisoners had been taken over the border into Israel.
رمونا في بعض وخلونا جوا عندهم على المستوطنة يحققوا معنا خلوا يحطونا عند المحقق ويضل إيش بدنا حماس وما فيش عنده تفاهم بيغلط عليك وبيضرب.
Nafiz was later taken back to Gaza and released. Israel's own Supreme Court has ruled against using civilians as shields, declaring that it violates international law. In their defense, the Israeli army has accused Palestinian fighters of using their own people as human shields. But investigations by Amnesty and Human Rights Watch have found no evidence to back up these claims. We asked the Israeli army about their use of human shields in this conflict. They refused to give an interview to The Guardian. Instead, they issued this statement.
Israeli forces were instructed to make no use, for any purpose whatsoever, of the civilian population during the combat, and certainly not as human shields. After an inquiry with the commanders who fought in the area, there is no evidence that such events occurred. Anyone who chooses to accuse the IDF of these acts creates an incorrect and false impression of the IDF and its soldiers, who act ethically and in accord with international law.